And today on our program, we're going to be talking about our Boone Area Veterans Center. And joining us today, we got Mike Gibbs back.
Good morning, Jim. Good. Thanks for having us.
And Fred Greiner joins him.
Morning, Jim.
So here we are. We're making progress, and a lot of people, I guess, will do an update, kind of give an idea about what's happening. The site, pretty well setting there, and I think now it's just a matter of raising some dollars, I guess.
Well, and that's what it is. We're growing grass on the site. We'd much rather be building something, but we know that's going to take time. But just a quick update, Jim, we're at 21% of our goal, okay, of the $5 million. We've had really, really good response. Fairway Stores is in for $500,000. We have some parameters that we know we can meet, but Fairway is in for $500,000. So that's a great kickoff as far as the large gift committee and the fundraising. We have a few others that have been called on. We're waiting to hear back. But the large gift committee has been setting up appointments and making calls. So we're a little over the $1 million threshold for pledged and committed funds. So we feel really good about that.
So most people are going to wonder, you kind of split up the fundraising, large groups and then small or personal group or, you know, personal donations, contributions.
So we set up a major gift foundation or group, I guess. Fred's in charge of our overall fundraising. And then a community campaign with Chad Houston at Kruk is leading that team. And he's bringing a lot of other people from the community together and reaching out to other businesses, and they're making a lot of great progress too. So everything's positive. It looks really good right now. So
we keep forging ahead with it.
Yes, and you know, Boone County, they've been very supportive of veterans over the years, and that's you know, what we've been hearing from people is, hey, I want to support this project. How can I? Well, we do have a website, www.bavc.us. They can donate that way, but otherwise, if they want to call, my number is available, 515-230-0174, and call me, and I'll come see them or make an appointment to meet them somewhere and talk about it if they would like more information.
I know a lot of people, obviously, they're going, well, with the economy and everything else like that. But they're still, we've got, it seems like you have that support where people want to contribute. I think recently the hospital did, what, so much over 3 years?
Yeah, that's correct. And that's an option for, you know, either corporations or even people. You know, it's a three-year option. Say, you know, you want to give $60,000, you can do that $20,000 a year for the next 3 years. That's definitely an option for people, and I think it's good that, you know, we can do that. And some people just want to donate up front. Some people are committing, like, hey, I can give you $10,000 next year, but not, and we're open to all that. You can donate grain. Sure. There's an option for that. There's just a lot of different options out there, and it just makes it easier for people to, you know, be able to commit funds to this project.
And I will say we've had a few bequests. I've had a few, you know, when I read the announcements and stuff like that, I know they make bequests to give it to the Boone Area Veterans Center. So
And there's been, you know, a golf tournament recently was held, and I think it raised something like $6,000 or $7,000. We have a company that's doing matching funds. The employees can donate so much each week, and that's going to be a substantial donation at the end of the year. Mike and I are be scheduled here in November to speak to a rather large group that we plan on showing them what our project is all about. And you know, we'll go to the all the homes here in Boone, or senior citizens' home Boone's, either whether it be Eastern Star, Regency, wherever it may be, and speak to them about this project.
Just let them understand where we're at.
Next month, we're going to Ogden, to the Ogden Senior Center. So, you know, just a reminder, everybody, this is a county, you know, community. It's not just Boone. You know, we're trying to reach out to other communities, and they're all welcome.
To the point we are right now, all the costs have been covered?
Yes, all the costs have been covered. We're owners of the property. We've paid our property taxes, and really that's all that is left to do is maintain the site. We have no outstanding debt. We're just raising the money, and we have an accountant that is tracking everything, and people will get a reminder if they split it up into 3 years. They'll get a reminder each year for their pledge. We really feel that we're headed in the right direction, and we'll have the support of everyone in Boone County.
Okay. We do have our separate, basically a board that we have set up right now for all of this.
Yes.
You're heading that.
I am, yes. Yeah, and the board is made up of the three organizations in town, the VFW, the American Legion, and the Marine Corps League. We just had our meeting Wednesday night, and that's when they let us know that, hey, we're at 21%, just over $1 million, which is unbelievable to me. You know, one of our consultants said, you know, really you should be at 6 or 7% right now, and you're at 21%. And he said, that's just amazing. And it's just the support we're getting from the community and the local businesses and even, you know, other corporations. So it's pretty exciting.
Okay. So do we plan ahead for like any fundraisers, or are you just going to go through the process now of making these contacts and seeing where we end up?
Well, we do have November 15th. We're working with Moffitt's Ford. People have heard, you know, come out and drive a Ford, 200 mm-hmm. people. They do that, I think, for the Booster Club here in town. We're doing that for the BAVC on Saturday, November 15th. Okay. So if we have 200 people come out and drive, then the Ford Motor Company will donate $6,000 to the project.
Okay.
So that's one of the upcoming events we have.
Okay. So again, people, mark your calendar now. Mm-hmm. Go for a test ride.
Yep, November 15th.
Exactly, November 15th.
Yeah, not hard to do. And if you get, again, that's one of the ways, because there are grant opportunities and things like that out there.
There are.
I'm pretty sure you're making all those contacts. He's got a list over here.
Well, and yeah, there'll be a lot of opportunities for grant writing, and we have a grant writer that will be doing that. And obviously, we have spoken to at the federal level. Mm-hmm. They have the information. I'm not sure what might come from that, but we've also spoken to state, and the Iowa Economic Development Authority will be applying for a grant when we reach a certain percentage of our total goal. And there's just a lot of other opportunities with foundations, and we'll be applying for all of those and have some already.
For those that wonder, there are, like out of the grants, there are community attraction type grants. Those mm-hmm. kinds of things are available, though you could be eligible for those and stuff. So
yes, and with Boone being a Main Street program, this really ties in really well to the overall what's happening in Boone right now. There's so many positive things. You know, with Daisy Brands coming, with the Main Street program, with the arch being done, there's just a lot of excitement in Boone, and it's great to see.
I'm waiting to see when Houston gets done with the backside of that building. That's going to really be a big open space. I can see, you know, just in my mind's eye looking at it and seeing the building over there, and then again right across the way there's the parking that he's put in, and mm-hmm. it's going to be a big open space back there behind the bakery.
Yeah, and our outdoor patio will be on that side of the building, so yeah, it'll be a great area.
So it's
with, you know, the bakery there, and obviously Kruk Plumbing and Heating and Russell Wealth Management will be a great area, the police station, 6th Street Underground. It's really nice to see that it's getting redeveloped.
You get a lot of activity going on down there. Once again, we're visiting with Mike Gibbs and Fred Greiner about the Boone Area Veterans Center. At this point, I mean, I know you're at the same time, you guys still have to preserve what you've got.
Yes.
Because you're definitely both being used, both the Legion and the VFW, and you got to maintain those because this isn't ready yet.
No, it's not ready yet. We wish it was. We obviously still have to maintain the buildings we're in. And you get to a point of, you know, what do we invest into this building? Hoping, you know, in maybe 2 years, To be able to move out of the building. Still a lot of discussion of, you know, what are we going to do with these buildings, you know, when we get there. So nothing's been decided on, you know, what we're going to do with the Legion Cabin or with the VFW building.
So got a ways to go.
We do.
The individual boards will decide that, and there's historical significance with the cabin, of course.
Yeah.
So, you know, those logs came out of Mongona, I believe. Yes. So a lot of people don't want to see that cabin go away. So I think there's a way to have it preserved.
There's definitely options out there.
There are options available. And, in fact, we just saw the VFW was what? The original fire station
in Boone was the current VFW.
So
horse and carriage. Yep.
Get that from the historical center down there. I do know, and again, for those that aren't aware, you do have really a lot of local, you're looking at local contractors, and also, I mean, you'll have to go through bidding and stuff, I'm guessing, when you do that to get the best bids. But you're working with Tenfold.
Yes, Tenfold, the former Hala Engineering. Graybaugh, working with Graybaugh, Pritchard Plumbing and Heating, Kruk, Enterprise Electric, Craig Brown, Brown Electric. Mm. They all want to be involved. Duncan Plumbing and Heating wants to be involved. So it's going to be a lot of businesses working together. And that, again, that shows great support for veterans and what this project's all about.
And we thought it was important to try to keep it local, you know, with local contractors and local people. It's important.
And I know, you know, at the same time we talk about, we know we've got the Legion over in Ogden. We've got others around the county and stuff, too. But you want to make sure they understand this is for everybody.
Right.
So they're all
correct.
Welcome to be part of it, too.
Yep. And it'll be open to the public, you know, for any, you know, people to attend the facility. You know, there'll be opportunities for rental of different rooms. You know, we have a large room and a small conference room. And there's a lot of opportunities out there, I think, for the community.
So at 21%, and again, you do have a fundraising consultant advisor on this too. So do they feel comfortable, like within a couple of years, you can be hitting that goal? That's $5 million. I know you've said that we're not doing, it's got to be committed.
It will take time, but we feel pretty confident just based on the other calls that we will be making and appointments that we'll be making. And you never know what might be out there to surprise us. But we feel pretty good about it. It's just a lot of hard work to get there, and that's what we got to do.
And one of the neat things that, you know, Fred will make a call on someone, and they'll say, hey, I know two other people that may be interested in donating. And that, it just expands, and it's just, I think it's great when that happens.
So I know people will always look at, okay, if I'm going to make a donation the end of the year, tax deductibility and stuff. You guys, there are finance people. If they have any questions, they can ask because you have that designation.
Yes, and we're a 501c19, which is basically a tax exempt organization because it's made up of veterans groups, the VFW, American Legion, and Marine Corps League. But no, we've had people already give us $10,000, and they said, come back and talk to us next year. Yeah. We want to
Another contribution.
And
so
we're finding that happening quite a bit where they've made that comment. So it's all positive.
It is there. Again, if you have any questions, check with your finance people.
Yeah, exactly.
Easy way to do that and get it structured.
Ren, we've had a couple, you know, the class of 1979 collected money and donated it in memory of veterans in their class.
Sure.
And I thought that was a great idea. You know, so if there are other classes out there, I know that a lot of them just had class reunions, Puffer Billy weekend, but I mean, that's a way to honor the veterans, you know, from your classes, you know, and we'll label, you know, up on the wall and however you want to do it, you know, class of 1979 veterans or however they see fit. So
again, that part of it, I know people are wondering, okay, is there some recognition? For most people, they don't care if there's going to be recognition or not. They just, they're interested in getting it going. Are you do have different things that you're working on for donor walls or things like that?
Yeah, there'll be a wall of honor with all the different levels of giving, you know, whether it's a dollar or above the $200,000 level. Everyone will be recognized, and you may be doing it as a memorial for someone. So therefore, that plaque will be in the name of that individual who's being honored.
So got it all laid out. Yeah. How we're going to do it.
We're trying.
And again, it was at www.BAVC, Boone Area Veterans Center.
.us.
And that's the best that if for online stuff, if you want to find out about that or learn more, that's a good way.
Exactly.
Or make contact off that.
And we do have some little bit of merchandise on that site too, t-shirts, you know, hoodie, sweatshirts, okay. hats, you know, if people, that's another way to donate. If you want to buy a t-shirt, that money goes, you know, towards the project. So,
you know, a lot of times people keep going, we not want it now, but raising $5 million just doesn't happen that bad.
No, it doesn't. But anyway, no, we will work hard to make this project come to fruition.
All right. Do appreciate you coming in. And again, tax time, folks, be thinking about it. Good way to make a donation there. And if you have any questions, do make a call or buy a hoodie.
Yeah.
It's going to get cool.
It is. It is. Yep.
Mike Gibbs, Fred Greiner, thanks for taking time to come in and get us updated on what's going on. And we'll keep keep in touch with you and see how we're going. And maybe as we get into maybe into the wintertime after the beginning of the year and see how things are progressing.
That'd be great. Sounds thanks.
Yes. Thanks so much for
appreciate
joining us.
Appreciate you
having
today. Us, Jim.
Once again, we've been talking about our Boone Area Veterans Center. That's going to be, well, the goal is to get that those funds raised so we can move ahead with that project. That's our program today on KWBG.